Thanks for tuning in to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by TruckLogix.com. I am your host, Misty Noel, and I have a very special show for you today, so let's get started. How are you, Trucking Nation? I do hope this week has been treating you particularly well. September is quite a special month for truckers. There's a lot going on. Well, not too special, mostly positive. I mean, you do have your brake checks and that blitz, but thank goodness that mess is over, right? Hopefully a lot of you weren't, put out too hard by that stuff. But, you know, there's another one coming up in October. So if there's anything you need to get fixed on your truck, you better get it done this month. Okay, so that's about the most negative we're going to get today, because it's all about spreading some positivity here at the Trucking Nation. And this week right now is Trucker Appreciation Week, which I'm really excited. I have a special treat for you just for that at the end of this show, and we're going to get more into that in a minute. And then another big thing this month is Truck Driver Health Awareness Month. They don't always make these things the easiest to say, but I love that they're doing, it was sponsored by Progressive, I believe, so they're just trying to start initiating this whole healthy trucker stuff. And I mean, I always talk about some type of health initiative on the show for like the second half, and I have some very good just little tips and tricks and things, and so we're gonna get into that in just a second. But I wanted to start the show off with some fabulous new Truck Logix updates. I know, it's like, like if I had a whiteboard, you'd see my like arm just gesturing. I could be in a Van White gown. Wouldn't that be fun? Just, look at our new updates. Yay. So if you don't know about Truck Logix is a complete business management program for truckers. And it is completely web-based, so that means you can use it on any computer, any laptop, any location. You just kind of log in and go, and we even have an app to go, a driver app, so you can get all of your dispatch information. You can update check calls, you can record expenses and capture an image of the receipt, all from your phone, and it automatically goes into your Truck Logix account. I mean, there's just a lot of great stuff this program can do for you, and we have a couple of different packages. So I would highly advise you to give the Truck Logix crew a call if you'd like some more information. And I can give you some more of their contact stuff, or it's a really super easy. You just head over to TruckLogix.com. You'll be able to see the number right there. And you can just give us a call, and we will fill you in and hook you up with a free trial. So there's my little, like, spiel on you should give Truck Logix a try. We have a wonderful 15-day free trial, no credit card needed. You know how it goes. You just sign in your name, and then you get to like mess with the entire program plus all the additional add-ons that you can choose if you decide to subscribe, which I know that you will because it's so amazing. And you get to actually speak with people, including myself, when you call the Truck Logix team. So sometimes you guys always find that's really nice to have someone always there to pick up the phone when you need some help. So somebody asked the other day, and it kind of spurred this whole way of how I wanted to introduce the new updates. And it was more like, you know, if you ever wonder what happens when you call the Truck Logix crew with feedback or suggestions after you get in there and mess around with your free trial, guess what we do? We listen. We listen, we record it down, we share it with the team, and we figure out how to get those updates for you. Thanks to your fast phone dialing skills and speaking with us, your feedback and suggestions made way for brand new Truck Logix updates. Some of the new stuff that came along is invoice updates. You have tax values are separated, so you can clearly view how amount values are calculated. Freight details are now included on the invoice, which was a big request from you guys. So we got that in there. And now emailed invoices is a new category added so that you can quickly reference all invoices that have been emailed or sent to clients and drivers. So if you have somebody that say, we never received an email, you can go in there and check and just, you know for sure. Like, I did send this email. They've lost it. You know, that it doesn't that happen a lot? People would be like, you didn't do your job because I don't have an email. And you can clearly go in and view and be like, I did do my job and I did email that to you and it's due. Usually that's the only time you're ever contacting someone. It's like an invoice has come due and they haven't paid up yet. So those are always great. And we have some actually in the works right now, a little sneaky sneak. We have some more invoice updates coming dealing with invoice templates. So soon you're going to have a couple of different templates to choose from your invoices, so you can like even customize it a little bit more to your liking. Now, another really big feature that just got added was accrual accounting. And next week, I'm doing a whole big spiel on accrual accounting. I'll be bringing back the business management breakdown. And, you know, I'm going to take my time and I'm going to break this down for you guys, especially a lot of you that, I mean, if you're not certified accountants, this stuff might be complete gibberish to you. But I promise you, I am highly gifted in breaking things down so that everybody can understand it. And so next week, be sure to tune back in for that info. But for accrual accounting, now in your profit loss reports, you can choose to either do them by cash or accrual accounting. And it's more so just so you can see what money is going to be coming in and when it's due, or what money is actually due this week. Because, you know, in trucking, invoices sometimes aren't due for like, what, 90 days out? The longest I've seen are like 90 days out. So you still need to account for that cash flow coming in. And that takes care of all that. And as I told you, we're going to get into that next week. I don't want to bombard you with too much stuff right now. Some other new stuff. A big one that came up was now drivers are notified via email when a dispatch has been assigned to them. So if you're in there, if you got three or four drivers and you found a dispatch, you're going to assign it to one of your drivers, they will get an automatic email saying that they have a dispatch ready to view in their TruckLogix app. And they just go in and they can see the dispatch. They have full details on where to pick it up, where to drop it off. They have contact details that you can enter. So in case something goes wrong and they just can't get a hold of anyone else, they have the proper line of communication for who they need to get into contact with, which I found is very important after talking with a few of you guys. And that way they can go in, they can update check calls, you know, expenses, etc., and all that fun stuff. So that's really convenient, just so that your drivers know right away when the dispatch has been assigned to them. You can also now track driver activity from your TruckLogix account. You can see who's been using the app or who's been on there or anything like that. Another big one is order advances. So you can record multiple advances for an order after it has been created that, when assigned to payment, will apply advances to the invoice. So, you know, just a lot of little things right now. It just makes your life a little bit easier when you're getting through that whole business management process. And we're always adding new stuff because we need you guys to actually use the program. And then when you call us in and give us these feedback and suggestions, we really do work to make sure and get them added. Especially if we have other truckers calling in that need the same thing, usually they get added on a lot faster too. So thank you for all your feedback. We have some really great new features actually coming up within the next few months that I'm really excited to share with you guys, and I'm hoping to do something special when those come out. And a lot of you will probably get a call from me when they do become available, because I know a couple of you that listen are actually ones that called in and suggested them. So make sure and look out for that. Okay, so now we got the new features out of the way, I just want to talk to you a little bit more about TruckLogix. I mean, like, super duper quick, some things that are available from the TruckLogix crew is we offer live training sessions. We have about two of them scheduled every single month, and I'm going to give you some more info on that in just a second. But we also do personal one-on-one demos, which, I mean, are just so important, especially with a program like this where it's not difficult. It's just one of those things you just want somebody to walk you through it to understand how it's done. And that's what I hope a lot of you understand, that, you know, business management, especially like digital business management, like TruckLogix, anything that's web-based or deals really heavy in technology, it's really not difficult to use. It just takes a second to learn. And usually, like, after just one personal demo with somebody, and usually, I mean, they run about like 30 minutes or so, usually just once is all you need, and you got it, and you got the program, and then you just give us a call if there's ever an issue or you have a question. So definitely, like, you want to give TruckLogix a try, we want you to give it a go, and we want you to call us and schedule a demo, because I promise you, it's so much easier that way. Especially, you know, we can walk you through it, get you set up before you get out on the road. And so that way you can use it while you're out on the road, especially with the app and the dispatches and things like that. Because it's just really valuable to know how to learn technology, or especially this level of technology. It's really simple. It really, really is. And all you gotta do is give us a call and we'll show you exactly how to use it. I think that's really what sets TruckLogix apart from our competitors. It's like, we want you to learn how to use technology to manage your business. And I'm telling you, TruckLogix is one of the easiest programs out there to do it for you. And there's a lot of stuff that's even automated already. It's really just fill in the blanks and you hit the buttons and you're done. It's super simple. And once you set stuff up in there, you're good to go. I'm telling you, it's great. Again, we'd love for you to join in on one of our live training sessions. And you can just contact the TruckLogix crew at 704-234-6946. You can go to the website and request a demo or request a free trial, or just give us a call and chat with us for a few minutes and we can answer all your questions. But I'm gonna take a really quick break so that you guys can find out some more information about our monthly live training sessions and as well as our new monthly newsletter.
TruckLogix has brand new features you just have to see. Join Brian and Charles on September 24th for a guided tour of TruckLogix and all the latest updates, including invoice updates, accrual counting, driver notification, and so much more. Call the crew for more information at 704-234-6946 or head over to TruckLogix.com and reserve your spot today. If you have a TruckLogix account, be on the lookout for our newsletter and stay up to date on all our latest features, deadlines, and trucking news.
Okay. Usually for the second half of this show, I like to reserve it for some health and wellness or just what's been on my mind, or if I want to talk about, like, I had a couple of conversations with a couple truckers last week. Just about the program and life in general. I'm telling you guys have so many life lessons, and I love just talking with you guys for a few minutes. I learned so much. I always think it's kind of interesting. Some people might not, but I'm telling you, talk to a trucker for 10 minutes. I swear you're going to work out some world problems. But right now, I want to kind of combine some things for Trucker Appreciation Week and then for Truck Driver Health Awareness Month. So for kind of some health and awareness stuff, I've noticed, especially when any trucker's trying to, I hate using the word diet, but you know, if you're just trying to change your eating habits, let's say that's a little bit nicer, right? You're trying to improve your eating habits to maybe include some more meats and fish and vegetables. Oh, I have like a 10-year-old niece who's seriously, she just came to live with us and she's never eaten vegetables in her life. And trying to get a little kid to eat vegetables is like trying to get a trucker to eat vegetables. I've never done it. It's difficult, but I'm finding some quite genius ways into like sneak vegetables into food. So ladies out there who do some meal prepping for their men before they go out on the road, I'm serious, you gotta do it like little kids. You gotta sneak those vegetables in because you guys need them. Now there's not a lot of diets out there that are actually compatible for a trucker. They don't work well if you're not at home all the time or in a kitchen with tons of measuring stuff. It's not gonna work. I've gone through countless diets to see which ones would actually work for a trucker. And now some of them are more of like a diet instead of a lifestyle change. So those are the ones you definitely want to steer away from. And anything that just reduces the amount of food that you should eat in a day is not going to work for a trucker. It's just not. Tell a trucker who's used to eating three meals a day that, man, you're basically eating one meal. It's just sectioned out six times a day. They're going to laugh you in the face. It's just not going to work. So one of the best lifestyle change meal plans that I have found is the paleo diet for truckers. I've done a lot of research kind of down into this stuff to see really is it adaptable for a trucker lifestyle because the foods are more fresh, so the shelf life isn't as long. But the trade-off is, I mean, it's just so much healthier and you just get rid of all that ick that's just built up in your body over the years from fast food and maybe not being as active as you used to. I mean, there's just a lot of ugh up in there that you might not even realize is there. And so the paleo, they call it the paleo diet, but the paleo meal plan is actually really great for truckers because it's full of protein. You get to still eat most of your favorite foods. We're just kind of cutting out like the bread and the rice and the stuff that's not good and anything processed. So at first you might be thinking, oh, heck no, I'm not doing that. But if you think about it, you're getting in basically fruits, vegetables, you're getting in all the minerals, all the iron, just everything that you need just for your body to function, you get with most just one meal in a paleo diet, which is really great. And I have done some awesome like recipes because with the paleo it at least opens you up to meal planning, which I mean if you're on the road and you cook out of your cab and you do all that stuff, you know, meal planning is super important, and especially if you have a loving lady at home who loves to cook or something, get her to do this for you, but be nice, ask nicely, bring her some flowers and be like, could you prep some meals for me? I'm telling you, they die and they do it. Especially like some of my favorite things is I eat paleo because I've been trying to lose weight and get healthy. Why not? I have a dirty 30 bucket list, and being healthy by the time I'm 30, that's like top priority. So coming up close. But some of my favorite things are like egg muffins because they're full of protein. They're portable. They're really simple. I just bake like a whole tray of them, and that gives me like enough to have like two every day for an entire week. Some meals, though, you only want to prep for maybe like 3 days ahead because the food, nobody wants to eat 4 or 5 day old chicken. So I would always advise at least, you know, try and get to those 3 days or so. And usually within that time, you'll make a stop somewhere. You'll make a stop at a Walmart or something and be able to pick up some more food. And usually you'll be pretty good. But some of my number one tips to healthy eating is when you got to plan your meals out. Even if you're not like physically meal planning, like you're not physically cooking up your meals for like the next 3 days, still plan out your meals. Just write them down in a diary, like what you're going to eat for breakfast for the next 3 days, what you're going to eat for lunch, and what you're going to eat for dinner, and then include two snacks in between. Now you can include more snacks if you're kind of like a muncher or a grazer. Definitely include more stuff. Just try and keep it a little bit more healthy. Maybe like cheese sticks or vegetables that you like to eat raw that you can dip into some type of ranch or something. But just make sure and read the labels and that they're not too full of sugar. I know that sounds weird, but most ranch dressings are just chock full of sugar. And sugar is going to be the death of us all. I'm telling you. Just really read those labels. Some couple other meal tips. You know, drink water. Just, you got to get the water in. I even do it, like, I do it bodybuilder style. I walk around with my gallon jug and, you know, I just don't care. And I just think I'm really cool with my gallon jug. It just, it accents my purse so nicely every day. But I see a lot of you guys post pictures. You know, you get through your gallon a day, and that's good. I know sometimes you're just like, well, I can't stop that much to pee, but especially if you're a guy, you don't really have that problem too bad. So just a little tips like that. Little things equal up to big weight loss stuff. So especially if you look into all those trucker weight loss stories, that's usually how they did it. Like, little things came out to like a big reward at the end. All that little stuff, it adds up. You might not drop like 50 pounds in 1 week, which nobody should, but 1 or 2 pounds, you might not even notice it. And after a month, hey, you know, that's like almost 10 pounds. So every little bit counts. Just remember that when you're trying to like go on this whole like weight loss journey, meal planning, diet change, any of that lifestyle change stuff, just remember, little bits equal up to great rewards. So don't get discouraged if something doesn't happen right away. So that's my little health spiel, but you know, this week it really is all about the truckers. And you know, so I had a conversation with somebody the other day saying how, you know, some people are like, Trucker Appreciation Week is just a load of poo, which everybody is entitled to their opinion. But I mean, I know that truck drivers are not appreciated as much as they should. I mean, not many people are in jobs that are really high demanding and high stressful. And I mean, you guys, you really probably don't hear thank you enough, and you should hear it on a daily basis at least. And you know, so this is just 1 week where at least your big giant mega carriers and stuff, they seem a little bit more human this week, because they at least try to care. I've seen a lot of the big mega carriers, they're putting out a lot of stuff this week. And you know, it's about time. Maybe it just might be 1 week out of the year or 1 month out of the year, but at least they do it. But I know you guys are getting just a flood of appreciation. A lot of you guys hopefully get to enjoy maybe a cup of free coffee or just somebody saying thank you. And I gathered up the entire Truck Logics crew and a few more people that I could find to give you guys a deserving thank you. And we also have a really funny, but, you know, sincere trucker appreciation video up on the Truck Logics Facebook page. We also have it on our YouTube channel, and I even shared it on the Trucking Nation podcast Facebook page. So please go over there, check it out. We kind of went around and quizzed some people on the knowledge of their CB slang. So they might not be able to talk like you guys, but they know that you're important, and they definitely share their appreciation. So here's a few messages from the heart from our wonderful team to you.
A big thank you to all the truckers for all their hard work.
All right, just wanted to give a big shout out to all the truckers out there. Thanks for providing us with all those great options we have when we go to the grocery store. I know if it wasn't for you guys, there wouldn't be anything to choose from, so thank you.
Happy Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Thank you for all that you do for all of us.
Thank you for delivering pretty much everything I use every single day of my life, including delicious meats.
Truckers, just want to thank you guys for doing your job. It's a tough job and you guys are underappreciated, but we truly appreciate all the food and clothing and things that we all use on a day-to-day basis that you guys bring to us, so thank you.
Happy Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Thank you.
A todos los camioneros, muchas gracias por hacernos nuestras vidas más fáciles. Gracias.
Thank you for leaving your family to serve mine.
Happy Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Thank you for all that you do.
All right, everybody, so just one more thank you before you guys go. You know, thank you so much for everything that you thanklessly do. Just know that everyone here at Truck Logics appreciates you. See, little rhyme, I bet you smiled. So you all get a good old attaboy, I'm telling you, and you're gonna get a lot more this week and hopefully for the rest of the year, because it's about to get holiday time and I know you guys are gonna be super busy. So here's an extra thank you just for that one. And just remember that you get what you get in this world, so enjoy the ride and try to be kind, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.